What's up? This is Keith.
Hey, this is Ari.
And this is Kim. And this is Relationship X Religion Podcast. So, y'all, what's been going on?
Nothing much. I mean, we still in this quarantine.
Pandemic.
Yeah, as I was about Keith to say, says. Do y'all really, do I have to answer that question? Because you know what I'm going to say. I'm tired.
In these streets, pandemic.
Tired. But I will say, I do have my LLC finally. I know we said it in a couple episodes, like a long time ago. But it's Grace.
What is it with the bombs?
Right. Oh. Don't push them buttons.
Don't hit that button. Right. I don't know what is on here. The last time.
Everybody leave.
Right.
We sorry, y'all.
We didn't know what was on the button.
But yeah, I was trying to figure out, was I going to try and do a vlog on someone how to like start an automotive shop, because that's what I'm doing. It's called Gracefully Fixed Automotive, basically. Well, Gracefully Fixed LLC.
I like
it. So, but yeah.
Congratulations.
Other than pandemic and thank you.
Big up yourself.
And before you talk about, I ain't have nothing going on during the pandemic. Y'all got all this stuff coming back. You got something.
I don't know. This is easy to say pandemic. People ask you how you are. You're like, nah, I'm good. I'm home. All right. So.
But one thing I can say, like, there have been a lot of businesses started during this pandemic.
Right.
Because it's like, we've seen that the most secure jobs, or what we thought were secure jobs, they're the first ones that flopped.
All right. They're like, you got to go.
Cause like the hospitality industry, the like food, like movie theaters are shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go past a movie theater, they still have the marquees or whatever, or not the marquees, but the posters from like February, March, and it's like I feel like I'm in a movie.
Right.
I feel like I am Legend. Like
grass this is, growing
this
all
is
around.
Unreal.
It.
Like I just miss going to the movie. The main thing I miss is live concerts. Miss live concerts. But with all that being said, question that I had was, if you were independently wealthy and you didn't have to work, what would you do with your time?
Should I go first?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, y'all already know. If I'm independently wealthy, I ain't got to work. I'm going to buy all these cars that I want.
Buddy. Here we go.
And I'm going to probably get every speeding ticket in the world. And it's not, I know that's not Christian-like, but I love cars and I love adrenaline.
They have racetracks for that.
I was just about to say, you have to
buy. Well, you know what? I might just buy a
racetrack.
Buy a racetrack
and just drive around the racetrack.
See, that's why women... men, we don't think about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna think about buying a racetrack. I just want to drive.
Lord.
I want to drive recklessly. You know what I mean? Like,
on the racetrack,
right?
I mean, it's gonna have to be a huge racetrack, though. Like
you just need a long straightaway,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. That's definitely what I'm gonna do.
You hear the excitement in his voice,
right?
Oh my gosh. So honestly, I said that even though I would be wealthy to the point that I didn't have to work, I would still want some type of business. I've always said, like, if I ever became rich, I want to open, like, my own, like, long-term care facility for, like, autistic and disabled and elderly people. Yeah, I know. I'm so sappy.
You know, hey, add to mine.
Add to mine.
I'm gonna give to the needy. All right, there we go.
Dude said, "Add to mine." I can't.
You done with your list?
I'm done now.
Okay.
Giving to the needy.
Okay.
My family the needy too. The family could be in it. No, I mean not in a bad way. If I'm rich, they not. Then they the needy. Like,
they get the
money too.
Okay. All right. And yeah, so my facility that I'm gonna open. So yeah, I still want to do that because it's something that's always been in my heart that I want to be able to do. Other than that, I definitely will be traveling, like I said, I want to do before. Like, I will be going to all these places that I've seen on these IG, and I will be in the shot.
Oh yes,
panning across the ocean.
Yes, absolutely.
Eating the good food.
Absolutely. enjoying all the myself. Waterfalls.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be one of the first things that I would do. Like, one of the things that I really want to do is just go to Africa for a year and just be, just go like hopping like each country. Like, I want to go to each country, learn about as many tribes as I can, because I want to learn about Africa. I want to learn about the real Africa, not the Africa that I've been taught about.
Not the Discovery Channel.
The Africa. Lack of the Africa that I've been taught in school. So yeah, that's one thing, but there are some businesses that I want to have. Like, I want to have a skating rink. I want to open up a skating rink.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, that'd be cool.
I don't know how to skate the best, but I want to learn. And yeah, I want to have a skating rink.
You can fall as much as you
want.
Right.
Being there. After hours.
Being there after hours. I'm going to get this turn.
Right. But that, and then I also want to have a couple organizations. The organizations that I would do would be a couple that are close to my heart would be single parents. Not just single mothers, but single parents, because contrary to popular belief, there are single fathers out there too. And then another one for children who have lost a parent or parents. So not necessarily orphanage, but just for families, like for the people who have taken those children in, like the family members that have taken those children in, just being a help for them.
You know what? I ain't going first no more. In this, I'm waiting till y'all say something.
Oh my god,
y'all made me sound like a heathen.
No, that's you.
No, it's me, but I'm
it's nothing. God. But like I said, that's her passion. like right. I said, the
your passion is cars,
right? Those two are,
but it ain't saving the world.
We're not saving the world, saving
Africa. And let's move on to this episode.
Oh, sorry.
Y'all are killing me. People who listen to this, oh, he just want to do cars. They saved the
you
world.
Fixing cars.
Yeah, right.
Y'all but never mind, you said you wanted to just look, buy cars.
You changing lives one car at a time. But then not only that, you could be helping somebody, because you buying that car could be the money that they need.
It could, but y'all over here Captain
you keeping
American.
People employed. Hey, here we go. You keeping people employed by buying cars.
Hey, right. Hey, that'll work.
Because you're going to need somebody to help
make the car.
Them.
Look at women trying to make it so much easier.
We trying to help
it sound
you.
So much better than what it was.
We trying to help
I get,
you.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. I'm still hurt, but I get it.
It's okay. All right, y'all. So, yeah, once again, let's get serious, because apparently these last few episodes, we've got jokes for days. So, for this episode, we are talking about whether you should stay or you should go. Meaning, should you stay at your church or should you leave your church? For a number of us, we have either grown up in a church we were in from a young age and continue to go there. As we got older, other people have found a church and gone to that church because, you know, it's something that's in the community or something that you feel comfortable with. Or there are some people who are settling into a church based off of popularity of that church. So before we go forward with that, we just want to put a disclaimer out there real quick.
And the disclaimer is we are not in any way, shape, form, or whatever telling you to leave your church.
No.
At all. So nope. I don't want to hear relationship after religion said this and they told me. We not telling you none of this.
Because we will deny.
You got that right. Especially me. You come to me and say, I ain't say that. Even if it's recorded. But
let the people in the back know.
Right. This is only a simple suggestion for self-evaluation and evaluating your church and understanding where you need to be in life.
Amen.
I'm not telling you to leave your church.
Right. And honestly, we've all been in this point or like in this position. Yeah. So we just going off of what we know.
Right. So we understand, like, you know, growing up in a church, you get used to it, or whether you've gone to a church and you kind of settled into it. Like you said, we just want you to, you know, evaluate, is this where I am, where I should be at, based off a few things, you know. So, yeah.
So, this is what we're going to talk about. Like, starting off, This is a few things that we want to get off our chest. Like, these are some questions that you may have on should you stay or should you go. The first thing is definitely one good reason is if the teaching doesn't align with the Bible.
Right. So basically, if they are giving you more of a life lesson, what's her name? Ivana, whatever her name is, Ayana. I can't say her name, obviously.
I don't know half these but people.
That woman on Oprah's network who be telling people to fix their life.
Oh.
Yeah. If that's what you're getting and none of it is Bible based,
yeah,
then you might need to reconsider.
Right, right. And then also if you feel that some of the ways and some of the beliefs are a little cultish, i.e., if they telling you to drink some Kool-Aid, you might be in a cult.
Yeah. If it's a secret, it might be a cult.
If they take you out into the woods,
who is that one?
And you away from people and you can't get no cell signal.
That's major.
You in a cult.
It's definitely a cult. Like, I ain't going in the woods with no people. Like, I can barely go in the woods with y'all. So,
right.
Why would I go in the woods with a bunch of people?
Right.
Look.
I got one more. If the pastor is putting himself above God, you might be in a cult.
Mm. That part.
Stay away from them. That's when you should leave.
Right.
You
right.
should definitely leave for that.
But no, let's be for real. Like, I mean, yeah, definitely reconsider if you might be in a cult. But some other things that you definitely there are some other things you definitely need to look at when it comes to the church that you're in and whether or not you need to be there or not.
So a few things is just the church in general. Is it growing your relationship with God? Is there discipleship training? Are they even talking about discipleship? Is the church investing in me? Like, do they have conferences? Do they have, like, once a month or once a quarter meetings for women, for men, for parents, for singles, things like that, for couples? Are they taking the time to grow me? Does the church align with, or do I align with the church's mission and vision? And if I have questions, and we've talked about this in previous episodes, if I do have questions, will the church answer those questions? Are they willing to answer those questions? And then, is it something for the whole family? Because one thing the Bible tells us, a house divided against itself will not stand.
Mm-hmm.
So are they helping me build my family? Are they putting us together, or are we being separate in this? And then, is the pastor in leadership, is there a big turnover in the leadership, or some of the top leadership, so like some of the ministers and evangelists and leaders in the church, are a lot of them leaving? The ones that are staples in the church, are they leaving?
Yeah. Speaking of leadership concerns, is there a lot of disagreement with the leadership? Like, are you guys not on the same page when it comes to what is the foundation of that church?
Right.
The examples that they lead by, like, what are they showing you? What is their life? I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, just recently Hillsong had to let go of their pastor.
Yeah.
And then another thing, going back to cultish kind of, what is the control? Are they controlling you a certain way to groom you to be a certain way as far as them being a part of leadership?
Right.
It's like, the other thing too is like the teachings and the sermons. Like, just being like what's taught from the pastor. Like, are you actually receiving some of the stuff that he's teaching you? Like, you might be in a place in a church where you're not understanding it. And it might not be, I mean, of course it's self-evaluation, but you might not understand what's going on. So you might have to find a different area. And that goes with like the sermons being not engaging. And then just, is the sermon helping you deepen your relationship with God? Mm-hmm. Like, is it keeping you involved with God or helping you seek God for what he is, who he is?
And then on a personal level, do I feel disconnected? Am I no longer excited about going to church? Do I lack the passion of going to church? Have I stopped trusting the church, either the church or as a whole, or or this, the particular church that I'm going to. And is that because if they doing some funny stuff with the money, or just a lack of transparency? And with that, just like Ariel spoke about with the Hillsong, from like we said in the last episode, we all make mistakes, but it's how you handle the mistake and your actions after that mistake. Because again, we're all gonna fall. The Bible tells us we all fall.
Right.
We all have sinned and fallen short of the grace. But it's what you do after the fact that is most important.
Right. Agreed.
And then, do you fit in, or have you outgrown that church? Are there wounds that need to be tended to? Does it fit my style of music, the traditions of the church, the atmosphere of the church? And am I more excited about another church than I am this church?
Yeah, so another thing is that if you're not sure, like, and you're trying to figure out, like, what do I do now? Like, if after even hearing these things from us, like, what should I do? Like, should I just walk out of church? Don't walk out of church. Don't just up and leave all of a sudden.
Don't throw your hands up and say forget it.
You know what? They're trying to tell me something.
Right.
Once again, disclaimer, we are not telling you to leave your church.
Right. Don't stop here. Listen to the whole episode.
Right. So one thing you definitely should do first is pray about it and ask God for clarity about whatever the situation is that you are feeling, that you are uncertain, uncomfortable, or not, it's not sitting right with you. It's because, you know, you should go to God first about everything.
Absolutely.
So definitely pray about it. And another thing you need to do is a self-evaluation. Like, what is your true motivation for wanting to leave? Like, is it something that you're just like, I just don't want to be here, like, I'm trying to find an excuse to leave? Or is there really something that's going on, or something that you need to deal with internally, that you need to, like, reevaluate whether or not this is where you need to be? And it may be something that may need to be resolved first before you even walk out of that church. And then also ask yourself, why is it that you feel this way? What is going on that you have, or having these feelings or these thoughts that something isn't right? And then also, you know, is this your first hand experience? And, like, is this affecting your decisions? Or are you deciding based off of what somebody else's experience is? Like, you can't use somebody else as an excuse to leave your church.
Right.
Because what they are going through or what they're experiencing is not what you're experiencing. Even if it's along similar lines. Like, yeah, you may both have had some hurt in the same area, but how that person is dealing with it may not be how you need to deal with it.
Right. And then not only that, like, you don't know the full story of their experience.
Right.
So you really can't base your decision off of what somebody else is experienced. Because, even if they did tell you, they only told you their side of it.
Right.
You don't know the full story.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, because it's like within that self-evaluation, you got to try and figure out, like, are you questioning God in ways that you never have before? Like, questioning God's ability to heal, or questioning his ability to, like, give you things, or just in general, things that don't sit well with you. That was that's another big thing of saying, like, hey, like, hold up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're using God as a genie.
Right, like, the old eight ball that you
shake. Right,
like,
right.
Like, that's one of the big things, too. And it's, like, the other part, too, within that self-evaluation is, like, are you being loyal to the church? You know what I'm saying? Like, to a point where you're being disobedient to God. Like, God is trying to move you, but you want to stay here because, okay, I'm in this position in this church. If I go somewhere else, I'm going to have to start from the bottom. Mm-hmm. Or with me just thinking about it, like, you got to think, some women will go to a church because it's full of men. Mm-hmm. Oh, they men of God. Or you got some men that'll go to a church that's full of women and all of these other things. And it's like, well, you're going for your desire. You're not going to the church.
Right.
Because to get fed.
Right.
So it's one of those things where you got to just think about it. Like, are you just being there because of what is there? With, you know what I'm saying? Like, the your stance or where you're at and everything else, or the women or whatever, like, you might have to self-evaluate that part.
Right, that's good.
And then the other thing is too, if you're questioning after like, if you're questioning church or whatever church you should be in after the second, third, fourth, maybe it's just you.
Right. You done left 3-4 churches.
Right. Like you church hopping, maybe it's you. You have to probably look deeper within right. yourself and say, hey, is it me? Like, is like, what's going on? Because all of these churches can't, like, they're similar but right. different.
Yeah.
What is the common denominator?
Like, all of them have issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, every church has issues, and I'm learning this myself. Because when you find a great church, you just think that, hey,
this is the best church in the world.
Best right. church in the world. Right. I won't have to deal with this, and this.
They have no problems.
Right.
Every church has the same type That's of issues. Lot. It's just how they deal with the issue.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And how that issue gets to you. But self-evaluate. Hey, are you sometimes too much in the business? Or are you too much, you know what I'm saying? Like, figure out where you're going wrong at.
Right. Do you have commitment issues?
Like, right.
Right.
That part.
Having a relationship with the church is a commitment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You blame the church, but you leaving the job every 2 weeks. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got right. commitment issues.
Right.
Right. So another thing about a self-evaluation, like, you need to evaluate what you really want, especially if you've been to multiple churches and you can't find a church. What are you really looking for in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it that you need to have, or what is it that you're seeking? And like, what is it that you need to grow for? You know what I'm saying, to have that relationship. And it's like, what? Not only that, what do I have to give? What ministry that can part. I serve in? What mm-hmm. or what capacity can I serve in?
Yeah, like you may need to, you know, once again, consult God and get clarity about these things. Like, is there something that, you know, there's something that you need to change? And maybe you need to ask yourself, am I talking to someone about my concerns? Or is it something that I can do, or something that I feel like I need to talk to somebody about it? Like, you sometimes it's not even just you sitting with yourself. Sometimes you may need to go to somebody else and genuinely get understanding from somebody else who is not dealing with the same issue as you. Somebody who is an outside source who can kind of give you like an overview and kind of be like, all right, maybe these are the things that you might need to check into or look at, or you need to ask God about. Whoever it may be. It may be somebody within your inner circle. It may be somebody, and a seasoned saint, elder, whatever you want to call them, in the church, who you may need to go to and kind of be like, hey, this is what's going on. I'm not sure. I need your thoughts.
Right.
Yeah, like, definitely talk to your inner circle, because it's one of those things, they know you. And so you yeah. could, like, people tell me all the time, like, Keith, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, you overthinking it. You are, like, just come back down and let's rethink this. Like, because they know you better than you. You know what I'm saying? Well,
right.
Yeah, it's a thing with that. But yeah, like, they know, like, they're in it and they see it and they
from a different perspective.
Yeah, from a right. different perspective, and they know what things are your triggers and all of this other stuff. Right. So they can tell you, hey, like, nah, it wasn't like that. This is how it was. So that's why you talk to your inner circle.
Right, right.
I mean, and then once you really self-evaluate, there will be some things that you realize. Like, there could be some trust issues. Like we were talking about with the transparency. Like, because you've seen some things you don't trust. And truth be told, it doesn't necessarily have to have happened, or whatever broke your trust doesn't necessarily have had happened or had to have happened at that church that you're in. It could have been something or a wound from a previous church that you done built a wall in, and as soon as you see something that, like, mm-hmm. just kind of resembles it a little bit, you ready to, like, notice the same thing. But it's not, like, it's really not.
You're kind of using it as an excuse.
Right, right. And in preparing for this episode, I was reading an article where they were saying that sometimes you, like Ari was saying, you just need to sit down and talk to somebody, because once you sit down and talk to somebody, you can, like, you'll realize that what you thought is not what the situation is. It's a misunderstanding. it's like it's a simple misunderstanding. So, yeah.
Or it may not be as deep as you think it is.
Like you legit making a mountain out of a molehill.
Mm-hmm.
Enemy will use that. The enemy will stick on you and be like, oh, look, they said this. Or, look, they did that.
Because he will use it to drive a wedge between
So that's why you talk to others, because the enemy would sit there and talk to you in your voice, in your head, your conscience.
Right.
And
right.
It's like, yo, it would be so many evil thoughts or just lack thereof. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, and just with that, like, there's going to be some flags, but you have to decide when questioning and asking, what do you want from the church? What do you need from the church?
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask, what are your red flags? Because like we were saying, there's no perfect church.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be some issues. There are going to be some things that you disagree with. And like, truth be told, let's be real. What relationship do you have? Whether it be your parents, your siblings, family, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, or spouse, children, where you don't have a disagreement.
Right.
Every relationship, you have disagreements. However, that doesn't mean that you don't love them. You have disagreements and have different views of, like, different opinions and different views and perspectives, but that doesn't take away from your love. So, in that, you have to decide on what's your red flag. I've heard somebody say, what's your non-negotiables?
Mm-hmm.
So what has to happen for you to stay? What is a trigger that will get or have you really questioning that church and be like, okay, I can't deal with that.
Yeah. So like this, but if you decide to stay, what now? And like, so it's basically you at a point where you've decided to stay at your church and you're starting to search for something. Like you want more. You're looking for things that you want to either bring to the church or have the church bring. Like, it's just, it's something that needs to be worked on. Like, you need to understand, like, just when you stay, look inside yourself, look inside of what can you bring to the table? Because it'd be the thing that's making you leave might be the thing that you need to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And so, good. And then, like, basically, what is the church missing? You know what I'm saying? Like, bring that to the table. Don't be afraid to bring that to the table. And if they don't allow it, then, hey, it might be your time to go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like we said, self-evaluate. Talk to different people and say, hey, this is my idea. If they say, hey, yeah, go for it. But just understand, like, the church might not take it. And that might be your way out. Well, not your way out, but you saying, hey, I need to take my gift and my thoughts and my vision somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, on the flip side of that, if after you've done your self-evaluation and you decided that it might be best for you to leave, before you do, ask yourself these questions. Or here are a few questions that we can ask ourselves. Is this a time to start church hopping or for me to settle down and find a church home? Now, with that, we're not saying that you shouldn't fellowship, you shouldn't, like, when you are trying to find a church that you, like, the first church you go to is a church that you have to stay at. No. Because, like, you can't know what you want. Like, you have to research. You have to go in. You can only find so many things or find out so much information online about a church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one thing you can't find out is the atmosphere
of
the church. So, certain things you have to go, and you have to go to a church to find out. But that's one question. Another question is, do I need to find a church on my own, or should I go to a family member's church? Should I ask a family member or a friend to help me out with finding the church? And then, do I need to take a different approach in finding the church, or have a different mindset in while I'm doing my search?
Right. Yeah, because it may not even be that. The criteria that you may have had before may be the issue.
Right.
So it may be that you need to change up how you're looking at it. So you can't always go about it the same way. So, yeah. And then, like, if you do decide, like, you know what, that's it. I've looked at it. I evaluated it. It's not something that I can control. It's nothing that I can bring to the table, or they're not allowing me to bring to the table. You know what? At this point, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you leave, like, right away, like, according to Christianity Today,
the thing that you are supposed to do first before you leave is talk it over. Like, make sure that you do that. Like we said before, like, don't just walk out just because you think this is it. Like, if you do leave, leave for the right reasons. Don't use it as an excuse to be like, you know what, I'm not going to church anymore, or there's somebody there that you don't agree with. It could be one person. Like, you can't use that one person as your excuse to be the reason that you leave. Leave cleanly and kindly. Don't talk trash. Don't go Act out parts. There and put out brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, whatever. Don't go out there and bash people and try to tear down somebody's character, because you never know what that person may have been going through, or what they're experiencing, or what they're trying to work out. Mm-hmm. So if you leave, look, put up your church finger and walk out that door.
Right, doing it in order.
Don't separate yourself from a healthy Christian relationship. Like, if there are people there who you have a connection with, who you have had relationship with outside of attending that church, then don't separate yourself just because, oh, I can't attend that church and now I can't have a relationship with these people. It should never be that way. It should never be that you have to sever a relationship. And if a church is telling you to sever a relationship with a healthy Christian, then that's an issue that you need to kind of reevaluate.
Might just be in a cult.
Right.
That part. Also, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I got
also make sure that you are, you know, make sure that you rediscover who Jesus is. Like, if it's something that's going on with you internally that you need to look over and see, like, you know what? What is my relationship with Jesus? How do I look at Jesus? What is it that I need to change? And then also, don't forget that you don't idolize a new church and diminish your old church. The church that you may have left is giving something to the person that is there in the time,
right,
in the season that they're in. So don't tear it down and think that, oh, this church is bad.
Right.
Because now you're talking about God's.
Right.
So not.
That's good. But then not only that, and if you do talk bad about the church, you may hinder somebody else's walk because of one small experience that you had. I mean, and it could just be that your time is gone. Your time is up at that church.
Right.
That don't mean that that church is bad.
Right.
It's just that your time is up, no matter whatever experience that you had. And again, if you did have experience, you got to dig deep as to why you had that experience. So don't mess up somebody else's relationship and walk because you had a situation with the church.
All right. So I got a word. All right.
So I need my organ.
Right.
So I got a word. So you got to, as y'all were talking about it, like me listening to it, you got to think about it. Treat the church like you treat your relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a sense, like, you got to understand, at the end of the day, you don't want a high body count. We all adults.
Ooh,
we all so adults. People good. Are in the world. You don't want a high body count. And you out here church hopping, you got a body count.
Whoa.
Yeah, oh, he was at such and such church, this church, that. All right. So, no high body
commitment.
Count. Yeah, no commitment. No body count. And then, like, as you go through the list of, like, leaving the right way, understand, you like, when you, most people in the world, what do? When we break up with somebody,
trash talking.
Right.
We're trash talking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We trash talk them. We do all of this stuff about them. Oh, they bad. They just, no, that person just wasn't right for you.
Right.
That person could be with somebody else and they get married to and it'd be the perfect couple. That person just wasn't right for you. So you got to look at church as a relationship. That person wasn't good for you. That church wasn't good for you. So it's just
that's
like,
good.
You just, I'm
talking
telling you.
Good, sir. You talking good.
Word.
Talking
I felt
good.
It in my shot. Nah, nah. But it's one of those things where it's like you have to, like, that's how you break down your understanding on, okay, is it time for me to leave this church because, all right, if I'm in a relationship, is it time for me to leave this relationship because you're not fulfilling me?
Right.
You're not making me grow. You're not helping me grow. You're not pushing me forward.
Yeah.
So it's time for me to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each part plays a role in the relationship. Right. What are each of you? What is the church bringing to the table? And what are you bringing to the table?
Exactly.
And then lastly, when you do go to that new church, don't just jump in and get busy doing everything you possibly couldn't do just because you couldn't do it at that other church.
Right.
You need to come in slow. Take your time.
Like a relationship.
Right. Take some time and sit for a minute.
Right. Make sure you are observing and mm-hmm. making sure this is bringing everything to the table that I need and I should have as far as sound foundation for this relationship, like you do any other relationship.
Man, don't let it cloud your judgment.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So once you get to that point of, you know, house hunting for a new church, what is important in that church? So one thing is definitely that it is Bible-based and it's sound teaching. Definitely avoid false teachers, as it says in Hebrews 13:7. What does this church do to help members grow? And then is this aligned with what you are looking for or that you need as far as your gifting and growing as with your relationship and being able to help build that church as well? Is the church aligned with what the pastor is preaching and teaching? That part.
Right, right.
Like I said before, this isn't a fix your life.
Right.
They should be teaching you sound Bible. This is not a life coach.
Yeah.
So if they don't have anything that's coming from the word, then you need to double check and be like, look, I didn't see that in the Bible anywhere. So what are we really doing here?
Right.
Explain this a little bit.
And then also, is the church self-serving or serving others?
Part.
Because if they're only there to for the image of it and not really for the purpose that of part. Building up the kingdom of Christ, then you're at the wrong church.
Right.
And then also, is the culture of the church Christ-like? Or is it just a culture that fits them and what they're trying to do? So those are some things you definitely need to reevaluate and be concerned with if you do decide to find a new church, or if you're new to this and you're trying to decide on a church. Definitely look at these things and make sure that they are fitting what you need for this relationship.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So what y'all think gets the X and the cross in this thing?
Church hopping to 3-4 churches.
Right. Body count.
Body count.
That's so good. Body that is so count. Good. I think one of the X's would be just up and leaving whenever, like, the smallest things go wrong or you don't agree with the smallest issues instead of really getting to the root of the problem.
Yeah.
Why do I always
You should have went
up?
First.
I know. I should. No, no, I'm not going first.
He said he's not going
not
first
going
anymore.
First, no more with y'all two. But I think bringing up to the cross, like, just your self-evaluation.
That's
what
you yeah, like, that's yeah, good.
Take
that's
that good. Take that to the cross for you.
Yeah.
So, y'all heard our thoughts and some information that we found. So, we want to know from you. So, this week's media question would be, or social media question is, have you ever thought of leaving a church? Why? And if you actually left, do you have any regrets in leaving that church? Like I said, we would love to hear from you. You can reach us at Facebook or IG at Relationship X Religion.
All right, y'all. So just to recap real quick, this episode is about whether you should stay or you should go as far as the church that you attend. And, you know, like we said before, you may have grown up in this church. You may have found this church by association with other people, or you have sought out this church because it was popular. Make sure that in attending that church, you're there for the right reasons.
Right.
And that the leadership that you are under is under a biblical foundation, and that people are not there for their own agendas, and that you also there aren't for your own agenda. Right. And that you are there and have internally done the work to make sure this is where I'm supposed to be. This is where I am supposed to help grow the church, as well as help myself grow as far as my relationship with the church and Christ. So we don't want you just to leave a church. Once again, disclaimer, we are not telling you to just hop up and leave your church. Make sure that you are actually evaluating why you are walking away from this place before you leave. And don't use us as an excuse, because like Marquise said, We will deny.
We will deny. Deny, if I tell you to leave your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you ain't gonna listen to me. So don't listen to me when you come down to this church. Like that. And that's what I said, what I said.
And like we always say, guys,
on that note,
we want you to be persuaded by religion, but fully convinced by the relationship with God. And this is Relationship X Religion Podcast.
One more thing, guys. This is our last episode of the season. So we definitely hope that you guys have taken something away from this season. We are going to do a short recap, but I hope that, and my prayer is that you didn't just listen to this, but you actually have, it's helped you in some way to grow your relationship with God and helped you find foundation in your relationship. So thanks.
Love you guys.
All right.